We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their master impressionist, Mark Eaton. And Mark, you survived the storm of 2009.
I did. You know, as I was calling it, death storm 2009. you know, we got a wicked, what, 5 or 6 inches here, I guess, in D.C.
Yeah, it was brutal.
You know, it was funny because I didn't bother buying a snow shovel. And I just figured the liberals would bail me out if I needed some shoveling done.
You know, that's exactly right. It's always fun. I'm from Michigan, so watching the local news reports when there's a couple inches of snow expected is hilarious. I'll never get over the first time I saw after moving here that there was actually a reporter explaining how the brush had a scraper at the other end of it to clear off your windshield.
Yeah, well, we're not the brightest bunch around here, I guess.
But you survived, and now, you know, you can focus on the really important stories like Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele going up against Rush Limbaugh.
There you go. Rush Limbaugh suddenly back in the news. I don't know if he's trying to create himself as the face of the GOP or the Democrats would love to paint him as the face of the GOP. It's kind of an interesting story, though.
Yeah, I think they're both kind of benefiting from this whole scenario.
Exactly.
He loves the attention. They like the distraction. So, oh my goodness. Well, speaking of distractions from bigger and better news stories, the octuplets mom.
Yeah, we always get these little kind of strange nuggets every now and then in the, you know, the kind of the star and the midnight sun kind of weird stories of the bizarre.
Right.
And this one certainly is up there very highly in a lot of people's books.
Absolutely. So, of course, the Capitol Steps couldn't resist taking a shot there.
Oh, absolutely not. So we have a nice little appearance by the Octomom.
Here we go.
What child is this? I can't remember. I just had 8, but I'm all aglow. There's bigger freaks, as you'll see next week, when I go on the air with Geraldo. But someone just had to make a go to have more kids than Sarah Palin. Should federal bureaucrats give my doctor's license a firm yank? This may be the last time that the government bails out a sperm bank.
Oh, Mark, I almost hesitate to ask this, but I have to. That huge burst of laughter in the beginning was obviously in connection with how you dressed up the Octomom. What does it look like on stage?
She comes walking out in her, you know, basically in a bathrobe, but, you know, the long black hair, kind of the Angelina Jolie look, and she's got, of course, 8 babies in her arms. And then at the end, of course, the big laugh you hear as well. Not just the punchline of bailing out the sperm bank, but, of course, she gives birth to another baby on stage.
Oh, man.
Just keep coming.
See, there you go with the Capitol Steps. You get the full effect at their live shows here in Washington and other places around the country. Mark, what else are you guys laughing about these days?
Well, you know, we're still poking fun. I think we've talked about Michael Phelps in the past. He seems to be still in the news, but kind of fading out.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just kind of zeroing in on this new budget that the president has got thrown at us with, you know, no earmarks in it. And kind of return to the liberal era of big spending, it looks like, for a while.
Yeah, the no earmark. Even the members of Congress laughed when he said that during the joint session.
Yeah, that was great. You know, you get this kind of a groan laugh from the Republican side, and then you get, oh, from the Democrats, you know. And I'm surprised Nancy Pelosi didn't just pop up and smack somebody upside the head.
She was popping up all evening there.
Oh, man. I think she had ants in her pants that night.
She was like a jack-in-the-box up there on some of those applause lines. But
I think that's the problem of having the script ahead of time. She was like, she was calling it ahead of time. She was signaling her move, and she'd pop up right before he got to the good line.
There you go. stealing his thunder a little bit.
That's right.
Well, Mark, obviously a lot going on, and we'll keep track of it, and we'll keep laughing with you as much as we can. Thanks so much.
I'm sure we'll have something new for you next week.
Excellent. Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can also purchase their CDs. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online at dateline.radioamerica.org. And thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join me next time for Dateline Washington.